Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 257, WWDC 2024. iOS 18 makes iPhone more personal, capable, and intelligent than ever. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, coming to you from the land of the midnight sun in the backdrop of the Chugach Mountains in Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will learn about the news from Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss news from WWDC 2024, specifically the future operating system iOS 18 and how it makes iPhone more personal, capable, and intelligent than ever. The release introduces all new customization options, the biggest ever redesign of photos, powerful updates for staying connected, and Apple Intelligence, the personal intelligence system. Let's not waste any time and go to the show. Apple introduced Monday by previewing iOS 18, a major release that features more customization options, the biggest redesign ever of a Photos app, and new ways for users to manage their inbox and mail, messages, and over satellite, and so much more. Users will now be able to arrange apps and widgets in any open space on the home screen, customize the buttons at the bottom of the lock screen, and quickly access more controls in the control center. Photo libraries are automatically organized in a single new view in Photos, and helpful new collections keep favorites easily accessible. Mail simplifies the inbox by sorting email into categories using on-device intelligence, and all new text effects come to iMessage. Powered by the same groundbreaking technology as existing iPhone satellite capabilities, users can now communicate over satellite in the Messages app when a cellular or Wi-Fi connection isn't available. Taking center stage was Craig Federighi, Apple's Senior Vice President of Software Engineering. He said, quote, "We are thrilled to introduce iOS 18. It is a huge release with incredible features, including new levels of customization and capability, a redesigned Photos app, and powerful ways to stay connected with messages. There are so many benefits for everyone. This release also marks the beginning of a tremendously exciting new era of personal intelligence with Apple Intelligence delivering intuitive, powerful, and instantly useful experiences that will transform the iPhone experience, all with privacy at the core. We can't wait for users to experience it." He finished. Let's not waste any more time and start covering iOS 18 with its new levels of customization and capability. iPhone users have new ways to customize the home screen, lock screen, and control center. Users can now arrange apps and widgets in any open space on the home screen, including placing them right above the dock for easy access or perfectly framing a wallpaper. App icons and widgets can take on a new look with a dark or tinted effect, and users can make them appear larger to create the experience that is perfect for them. Control Center has been redesigned to provide easier access to many of the things users do every day, and it gets new levels of customization and flexibility. The redesign delivers quick access to new groups of a user's most utilized controls, such as media playback, home controls, and connectivity, as well as the ability to easily swipe between each. Users can now add controls from supported third-party apps into Control Center to quickly unlock a vehicle or jump right into capturing content for social media, all from one place. The new controls gallery displays the full set of available options, and users can customize how the controls are laid out, including adjusting them to the ideal size and creating entirely new groups. For the first time, users can now switch the controls at the bottom of the lock screen, including choosing the options available in the controls gallery or removing them entirely. With the action button available on iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max, users can quickly invoke controls available in the gallery. Let's now move to photos, getting a unified view, new collections, and customization. Photo receives the biggest ever redesign to help users easily find and relive special moments. The simplified single view displays a familiar grid, and new collections help users browse by themes without having to organize content into albums. Plus, collections can be pinned to keep favorites easily accessible. A new carousel view presents highlights that update each day and feature favorite people, pets, places, and more. Auto-playing content throughout the app brings libraries to life, so past moments can be enjoyed while browsing. Because each user's photo library is unique, the app is customizable, so users can organize collections, pin collections to access frequently, and include what's most important to them in the carousel view. Next is probably the one that meant the most to me living in Alaska, was the powerful ways to stay connected in messages. iMessage receives all new text effects that bring conversations to life by amplifying any letter, word, phrase, or emoji with dynamic animated appearances. Users can better express tone by adding formatting like bold, underline, italics, and strike through. Tap backs expand to include any emoji or sticker. And now users can compose a message and schedule to send it at a later time. When messaging contacts who do not have an Apple device, the Messages app now supports RCS for richer media and more reliable group messaging compared to SMS and MMS. iOS introduces messages via satellite for times when cellular and Wi-Fi connections aren't available. So you can imagine in Alaska, this is very valuable in any other remote region. Powered by the same groundbreaking technology as existing iPhone satellite capabilities, Messages via satellite automatically prompts users to connect to their nearest satellite right from the Messages app to send and receive text, emoji, and tapbacks over iMessage and SMS. With Dynamic Island, users always know when they are connected to a satellite because iMessage was built to protect user privacy. iMessages sent via satellite are end-to-end encrypted. Next feature is enhancements to mail. Later this year, Mail will introduce new ways for users to manage their inbox and stay up to date. On-device categorization organizes and sorts incoming email into primary for personal and time-sensitive emails. Transactions for confirmations and receipts, updates for news and social notifications, and promotions for marketing emails and coupons. Mail also features a new digest view that pulls together all the relevant emails from a business, allowing users to quickly scan for what's important in the moment. There's more features coming, continuing with big updates to Safari. Safari, the world's fastest browser, now offers an even easier way to discover information on the web with highlights and a redesigned reader experience. Using machine learning, Safari can surface key information about a web page. For example, users can review a summary to get the gist of an article, quickly see the location of a restaurant, hotel, or landmark, or listen to an artist's track right from an article about the song or album. Reader has been redesigned to offer even more ways to enjoy articles without distraction, with a summary and table of contents included for longer articles. Coming next is the introduction of the Passwords app. Building on the foundation of Keychain, which was first introduced More than 25 years ago, the new password app makes it easy for users to access their passwords, passkeys, Wi-Fi passwords, and verification codes. The app also includes alerts for users regarding common weaknesses, such as passwords that are easily broken, guessed, or used multiple times, and those that appear in known data leaks. Now let's talk availability. The developer beta of iOS 18 is available through the Apple Developer Program at developer.apple.com. That is available now, and a public beta will be available through the Apple Beta Software Program next month at beta.apple.com. iOS 18 will be available this fall as a free software update for iPhone 10 and later. Apple Intelligence will be available in beta on iPhone 15 Pro, iPhone 15 Pro Max, and iPad and Mac with M1 and later, with Siri and device language set to U.S. English as part of iOS 18, iPad OS 18, and Mac OS Sequoia this fall. There's more, which we will continue in our next episode with Apple Intelligence Transforms the iPhone Experience. If you have a question about our WWDC coverage, email me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or go to X at minutes_Mac or on Facebook. If you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. Each of these new features is a podcast in its own. Our Mac Minutes podcast has a host webpage located online at macminutes.blubrry.net, and I've put pictures of the new features there for you to view. And we have a podcast website at macminutespodcast.com. Mac Minutes is also affiliated with the Alaskan Apple Users Group at akappleug.com. That's akappleug.com. Other places we are on social media include Twitter, Facebook, and a special invitation to join the Mac Minutes podcast group available on Facebook. You can provide input, listen to special events, discuss devices, or provide ideas for future podcasts. I share articles from other knowledgeable tech journalists that I believe are informative. I encourage you to join. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast, Chartable, Podchaser, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Spotify, and many other of the podcatchers you listen to. We will talk to you again next week on the Mac Minutes podcast, brought to you by our friends at the Blueberry Podcasting Platform. Thank you again for listening.